This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Secretary of State Colin Powell, his French counterpart, and dozens of other ministers and diplomats gather at the United Nations this week to discuss Liberia. The UN is hosting a two-day conference to solicit financial aid to the West African country. The World Bank estimates Liberia will need nearly $500 million to recover from a protracted civil war and from the corrupt regime of Charles Taylor. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
On the eve of the pledging conference, the head of the U.S. Agency for International Development, Andrew Natsios, appealed to international donors to pitch in, saying now is the best chance Liberia has had for peace in the last decade and a half. He said regional stability is at stake.
As a result of the 14-year civil war, Liberia, which was in the 1970s considered a middle-income country, is now a failed state.
The Bush administration has already promised $200 million in reconstruction aid for Liberia, part of the Iraq war budget already approved by Congress. It's money, Natsios says, that will primarily be used to disarm and demobilize former combatants.
It's critically important in this case that we do this. An entire generation in Liberia has been lost, and we need to put those kids back in, not back in school, because some of them have never been to school, but through school.
The USAID administrator was less forthcoming on another key issue facing Liberia, its estimated $3 billion debt to international financial institutions and to countries including the U.S. While the U.S. has led a forceful international effort to get debt relief for Iraq, little is done on that front for Liberia. The United Nations peacekeeping mission in Liberia is also off to a slow start and is well below plans for 15,000 troops on the ground. Still, the foreign minister of Liberia's transitional government, Thomas Nimley, sounded optimistic that the number of peacekeepers has been rising in recent months, and he said he believes donors will pledge the needed $488 million over 2 years, the goal of the New York conference.
Considering the length of time we've been suffering, and that the war has come to our assistance, I believe their desire to come to this conference today is the desire to contribute. So I will expect that we can meet that figure.
The International Crisis Group wants to see donors do more than that. The think tank said donors and international financial institutions should commission an audit of government funds diverted by Charles Taylor, now living in exile in Nigeria. The think tank's latest report also warned that political squabbles within Liberia's transitional government and the slow start of the UN peacekeeping mission bodes ill for Liberia's peace process. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.